Hello, everybody. Well, I want to talk to you in a bit greater depth about Saturday, the 27th. For some of you, it may bleed over into the 28th. Please know I always give times in Eastern Time US and World Time Clock or World Time Buddy are fantastic sites to easily convert the times for you. It just, I come up with so much information, it's hard for me to talk about every time zone. And of course, most of the aspects I'm talking about are kind of, they last longer than just that moment as well. So I give you the exact time, but no, they're kind of approaching and then fading. So anyway, today we are going to talk about Uranus stationing direct. And briefly as well, Mercury Mars conjunction that is widely, well, it's still in a square to Chiron and almost in a square to the North Node in Aries. And they're both happening on the same day. So I'm going to share the chart and things in a minute. But before I do, I did pull some cards, of course. And the first two cards I've pulled are from the Tridivia deck with a 10% discount below in the description. If you like the cards, I'm actually really liking them. They seem very appropriate for the energy we're going through now. Now, this is the Sun card. And the Sun card, I actually did not shuffle and draw, I pulled this out. Because this is card 19, and 19 degrees is where Uranus is stationing direct on the 27th. And the sun, well, let me read what it says. The sun is about abundance, joy, positivity, illuminating the world. Life is treating you well, your vibration is high, and you are attracting more wonderful things your way. People are drawn to you because of your warm energy and you share your generosity with them. Enjoy the enthusiasm and vitality that you experience in the present moment and know that things will get even better. So the affirmation for the Sun card is, I see magic in everything as I myself am made from stars. Now, I wanted to pull that card for you because I'm recording this just as we're approaching the Leo full moon. That is this in the home of the sun. And I actually posted on my Facebook page, but I'm going to read this to you, that I'm reminded because the full moon this time of year is the wolf moon. And I'm reminded of the tale of two wolves, a Cherokee Native American tale. So it's one evening, an old Cherokee told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us all. One is evil, one is anger, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies and false pride, and superiority and ego." Oh, so many things. Now the other wolf is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" And the old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." Now, I tell you this because I talked in my Leo full moon video about some of the shadow energy of Leo perhaps coming out with the lights of the full moon illuminating a lot of things. Now, of course, I was only referring to Leo energy. I was not referring to Leo people or even people with Leo moons necessarily. But Leo, every sign has its shine and shadow. And, I talked about the perhaps, more people with narcissistic tendencies being shown, more people who are greedy, all those shadow things. But anyway, so there was one person quite offended by me talking like that about Leo. But always know I'm talking about the energy when I'm talking about these things. But here we are under this full moon. But after this full moon, we are going to move to Saturday. Uranus is already at the station point where Uranus is going to station direct. A Leo full moon means the moon is in Leo and the sun is in Aquarius. The sun is still conjunct Pluto in Aquarius, which has just moved into Aquarius. They both just moved in. And this full moon was also square Jupiter, which is heading towards a conjunction with Uranus in April. And Uranus is the modern ruler of Aquarius. I tend to look at both. I look at Saturn and everything. But anyway, it's a big, big week. I did a little bit about it in my week ahead, but I thought it was all worth a real deeper dive. So I also did shuffle and just pull you one card message from the Tree Devia deck again to talk about just, this day, Saturday, the 27th. And you'll get times in a minute. And I pulled the Three of Cups reversed. Now, this is saying it's possible that the plans you are looking forward to have changed. This is that your time to step back and focus on balancing your life. And I'm going to say balancing your nervous system as well. The cups is emotions, and things are so frazzled right now. Anyway, I'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, it says put less focus on external events and look inwards. All the answers are within you. Ask yourself if somehow you contributed to the possible complications in your current situation and take some time alone to reflect. So this says, I am open for self-reflection, and by being aware, I'm always protected by my higher self. I seek the answers from within. So, Tree Devia deck. I pulled one other card and then I promise I will move on. We're in an 8 year and the Mercury Mars conjunction is happening at 17 degrees, 17 minutes, 2/8. So I just got this new deck, which is by the wonderful poet and writer Angie Sullins, with art by Silas Tobol. Woman in total control of herself. Now, I just pulled number 8 card out for you so you could see it because Uranus is kind of this Promethean, shocking new energy. It's kind of breakthroughs, radical breakdowns sometimes as well. When Uranus moved into Aries way back when, for the final time, that's when we had a big earthquake and a tsunami that led to the Fukushima thing. But there was all kinds of different things going on then as well. But number 8 card, 8 is a number of stability. We're going to look more at the number in a second, but this is, I don't know if you can see it, so shiny. Maiden journey on a flying carpet, birds, clouds, flying above the dark, below the structures, the city, all those things. Beautiful cards. And I love Angie's writing. So let's see what she has to say about number 8. So it's the maiden journey. This is a journeying moment, whether you are on a spiritual quest, journeying into a new venture or a relationship, or actually planning a trip. This moment encourages you to take stock of where you've been and where you are going. Often in the middle of a journey, we lose sight of the bigger picture, easily caught up in the details. As our flying carpet will tell you, this is a time to soar up higher to get a broader perspective. What is the purpose of your current journey? Where did you start and what is the shape of its conclusion? Let your heart move up into the clouds to get a bat's eye view of the course you are charting. A witch, a woman in total control of herself, knows that preparation is an important part of the journey. So if you're starting out, take care to gift yourself with the supplies and the support you will need. But a witch also knows that no matter how much she prepares, she will encounter twists and turns on every journey. So a sense of adventure, bravery, flexibility, humor, and a big picture perspective are your most vital tools. You never leave familiar shores without them. Take the time to befriend your journey and allow your current perspective to expand into the horizon of possibilities. Be courageous as you follow your ambitions. As a poet once said, we cannot discover new oceans without being willing to lose sight of the shore. Now, I've spent so much time on that because this You're in a station, and this energy right now, as Pluto has just moved into Aquarius, with the Sun on the same day, is just off the charts. Self-care is really needed right now because nervous systems are fried. The sun is flaring. If you go to spaceweather.com right now, they're saying there's been well over a dozen now M-class eruptions since the first one on the 22nd. I think they use Eastern time as well, but let's look at, it doesn't really matter. These things are just crackle, crackle, crackle. There's been, since then, there was an M2, an M4, an M3, an M5, an M1, an M3, two M1s, an M4, two M1s, another M1, and an M3. There's been two today as well. An M2, then an M1. And they're saying there could be more. It's a peak solar maximum. We are heading towards what's called solar maximum. If you want to go and look that up for yourself, this is going to be long enough without all me going into all of those things. So that means the energy of change and adventure and possibilities is off the charts. All right. So now I'm going to share the chart. Okay. So I'm actually going to look first at Uranus stationing direct. Uranus stations direct Saturday morning, January the 27th, 2:35 a.m. Eastern. So that will be 12:35 a.m. Mountain where I am. 11:35 p.m. on the 26th for the West Coast in the US. And that's also 5 hours, 7:35 a.m. in the UK, so universal time. So, you can find out exactly when that is for you. For me, it's overnight, clearly. And Uranus is stationing direct over here at 19 degrees and 5 minutes. Taurus. So we'll look at that degree in a minute, but a couple of things I really want to point out. So I'm just going to draw some of my lines. Is that Uranus is stationing direct in a lovely trine aspect to Juno. They're working towards each other. That's our sacred contracts asteroid, who is really kind of asking us to step into that witch, the woman in any human, actually, in total control of herself, energy, holistic, and that kind of energy. Uranus is also stationing direct in a quincunx and a semi. Want to get rid of that now. There we go. And a semi sextile or semi sextile, depending which country I'm in, to the North Node. And this is a quincunx. This is an aspect of adjustment and letting go. and moving more towards this North Node, the Aries North Node, which is really about the self. Everything I keep hearing about is about finding, your real self in the middle of the chart, which is where you are. So that's two big things. Anything aspecting the nodes is a big thing as well. So we've got that. And then, really, also, Uranus is stationing direct in a trine to Mercury and Mars, who are about to conjunct, making an Earth grand trine of real kind of creative, making things real, manifestation kind of energy, for want of a better word. It's also stationing direct right after a square to the Leo moon. So we've still got that Leo energy that I've talked about with the wolf. We're still under really the energy of the full moon, because each full moon and new moon are going to last about 3 days, that period. And the reason why that's important is that the Venus star point that began on August the 13th last year was at 20 degrees Leo, and the moon has just gone over that. So we're activating things that have been coming on for a while. And this is a big turning point, again, another big turning point. But because this is a quincunx here, this really kind of feels like a breaking free. This point, that Uranus will start to move towards the South Node and away from the North Node, because the nodes move the opposite way to the planets generally. Their motion on the chart is the opposite way. So in some ways, we're moving towards that Libra energy and saying, just break free of kind of these codependent, not trusting yourself kind of energies, and break free of that. So I'm just going to clear the drawings, and I do want to show you. So remember, this is at 2:35 a.m. And then just a few hours later, just over 7 hours later, Mercury and Mars will be exactly conjunct. Look at this, 17, 17. Back to my lines. But on the way to it, and really happening at the same time, Mercury and Mars square Chiron in Aries and square the nodes. So Uranus is aspecting the nodes, and Mercury and Mars are squaring the nodes. A square to the nodes is a huge turning point, a real kind of bendings kind of energy. And then Mercury and Mars are going to head off and enter Aquarius. Both of them are going to conjunct Pluto in Aquarius. Venus is going to follow, but at this point, this is a big turning point, even more so because Mars rules that Aries North Node and rules where Chiron is. This is such a healing moment. This is such a time of breaking patterns, letting go of old stuff, releasing stuff. We're still under the full moon, really. We can see that the moon is still in Leo. So Saturday is enormous as well, and it will affect you more if you have planets or angles around 18, say, a few degrees either side of the cardinal signs, which are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. But also if you have anything around the fixed signs, as 19 degrees of the fixed signs. Okay, so that is Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. One other little thing that's happening, and then I'm going to talk about symbols, and I'm going to talk about what it all means. So on right before all of this as well, and I find there are certain asteroids and things I just and centaurs and things I just cannot leave out anymore, because they just really speak to me. So, just the day before, as we move into all of this, the moon, the full moon still, will oppose this meeting of Carriglo, spinner of grace, kind of midwife, doula energy, holding space for our transformation, mutation, writing a new story, metamorphosis, whatever you want to call it. And this is Circe, the witch. Da, da, da. Anyway, they meet the day before. So this is such powerful energy. You know, I can't say any more than to say that the time really leading into Saturday, Friday into Saturday particularly, is going to be a big radical shift. Another one. These keep happening. It's going to be building on things that began back last year, particularly with that Venus retrograde that I always work with. A lot of it's about this rise of what we are calling, in many ways, the solar feminine, but it just means to go back to those two wolves. It means we are being called to that higher energy, all right, of, let me read them again, joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. And we have a choice whether we really kind of step into all of this, right? So, you know, I don't want this to be a really long one. I just want you to know what a big day it is. And Uranus stations bring radical change. Surprises, expect the unexpected. We kind of heard some of that message in some of the card messages. But it's in Taurus, which is the most earthly of signs. And that's about roots, getting rooted, re-rooting, which is my word for this year. So think of that as you kind of feel into these shifts for yourself. They're going to happen to all of us, whether you've got placements around those degrees or not, because this is again big energy. So I actually want to read the symbols, and I'm only going to read the ones for Uranus station direct. I'm going to read that just the numbers though for the 19 and the 8. So 19 degrees Uranus stationing direct. I'm actually going to RidingTheBeast.com again, funny name, I know. I also, the 19 is always like one new beginnings, nine endings. So it's like things are ending, things are beginning, but it also makes 10, which is new beginnings. But according to this site, the 19 is the number of the star which illuminates the intelligence, invigorates the innocence or the pure hearts. Illustrated by children playing in the garden of the humanity when the peace is made between the empires. So that's according to Charot, whoever it was. According to Ara Alendi, it's the unit being established in the universe, 10 between the multiplied parts, and by an act of reciprocal solidarity, 9. Thus is constituted and appeared the cosmic individuality, 1. Remember, the cosmos is reflected in you, and I keep saying we're finding that cosmic individuality, really, overall, bringing all the parts of you into center. I don't want to read an awful lot more about the 19, but there is another part where he says, according to Crusoe, who I don't know who that was, symbolizes the harmony, the knowledge acquired by the sun, and which goes off par with the moon. So I'm not sure what that means really. It's always interesting, this site. So anyway, I wanted to read what it meant to all these people. Doesn't really mean a lot else. Now, number 8, quickly from that same site. 8 is the 8 year we're in. 1717, Mars and Mercury coming together, mind and will and drive and action. 8's the number of perfection, the infinity. It's Eight laid down is infinity, symbol of the cosmic Christ, number figuring the immutable eternity of the self dis or the self destruction. It represents the final point of the manifestation. Chinese say it represents the totality of the universe, and in according to the Egyptians, it was the number of balance and of the cosmic order. Eight is such a powerful number. A lot of numerology really kind of reduces it down to kind of power and money, basically, but it's much deeper than that. So again, if you want to go and look it up, ridingthebeast.com, you can Google it and search the numbers. But let's read the symbols, and then I'm going to leave you there with this powerful, powerful day. I actually want to read the Omega and Chandra symbols for Uranus stationing direct first. So we go up always. So it's Taurus 20, a man performing a complicated weaving pattern from memory is the Omega symbol. He says you can know just what to do as long as you can avoid getting in the way of yourself. Conscious and rational decision making often doesn't work for you. When you turn off your mind and go with your impulses, your creativity can emerge beautifully and carry you through even the most difficult of situations. And then there's Chandra symbol is a fork in the road with a blank signpost. Oh, does that speak to kind of like a sudden awakening and infinite possibilities and like the fool card and stepping off the cliff, taking a risk? Anyway, so he says of the Chandra symbol, in the Omega symbol, we see a built-in preordained pattern. In the Chandra symbol, the way is open. We don't know how to proceed, for we aren't being guided. The preordained pattern will produce a known result, but it's mechanical, predictable, and if repeated too often, becomes dull and boring. The lack of a signpost in the Chandra symbol can be frustrating, even scary, but it forces us to use our intuition, to explore, to exist outside the map, which is a preordained pattern. And these really speak to everything that's been coming to me about what a powerful and completely unknown new paradigm we are entering right now. Okay, so I'm going to just leave you with the Sabian symbol for Uranus stationing direct on the very early on the 27th here in the US. But don't forget to subscribe, give me a thumbs up, leave me a comment. If you can watch the videos to the end or at least leave them running, that helps, or, you know, all those algorithms and things. But the Sabian symbol for Taurus 20 is wind, clouds and haste. Or Rudyard said it was wisps of wing-like clouds streaming across the sky. Reminded me instantly of this maiden journey card. Anyway, James Burgess says of this Sabian symbol that this is about spiritual forces, energies and beings from other realms expressing themselves through our willing participation. And it's about that willing participation with those unseen spiritual forces. He says each step we take towards soul realization is met and matched by the soul, therefore is blessed and supported by unseen forces, which can be called angels or explained as the operation of the superconscious aspect of self. Their signature often appears to us and always in a disguised and metaphorical form, especially following a significant breakthrough. From this, we can gain clues to what might be our best course of action, or of course of direction for the next step in our journey. Now, you know, this, just tune in, pay attention as this approaches, probably through Friday, right through Saturday, to synchronicities, signs, what people say, things that seem important to you. Make note of them all maybe and write them all down and let yourself tune into what kind of symbols and signs and Promethean impulses you're getting from the universe, because it's really still under the full moon energy, and this is a powerful, powerful day. Another one. So much love to you. I will see you on the next video.